Looking for answers to the questions of your life? Well, then you're in the right place. Today, we continue our series on the simple, fun, and downright magical process of getting answers. It's the topic and process that I teach in my book, Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. Join me for today's show. We'll talk about making the most of questioning time, a secret ally in the process, and what happens if you get your questions wrong. I'll give you examples of all of this from my own life, including from prior to meeting my husband, when I was pining for my life partner, and a time when I got the question wrong, but the universe still provided the guidance I needed and gave me detailed information about a course correct. All on the Own Your Intuition show.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.
Do you crave clarity and insight? Do you sense that your intuition is trying to tell you important things, but you have a hard time trusting it? Do you want access to your own internal wisdom and to understand how it operates so that you can guide your life in ways that are meaningful and satisfying? Well then, welcome. I'm glad you are here. I'm your host, Aimé Cartier. I've been a professional psychic since around 2007. I'm the author of the book Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I've been teaching others to understand and use their own intuitive and empathic abilities for more than a decade. Join me each week for true stories and tools that will inspire you to take seriously your own inner knowing, that internal sense that you have uniquely tailored to you and designed to not only set you on the roads that are best for you, but also help you avoid the ones that are treacherous. It's time for you to own your intuition. Welcome back to the Own Your Intuition show. This month, I am giving away a copy of my book, Getting Answers. You have just 1 week to enter until Tuesday, February 14th. The winner will be announced on my February 21st show. To win, you need to go to your podcast app, find the Own Your Intuition show, give it a 5-star rating, only if you agree, of course, then write a review. Take a screenshot of your review and stars and post it on Instagram stories or posts. Send me a direct message, a DM via Instagram or through my website with the pick, and you will be entered into the drawing. So, last episode, we started a series on how to get answers to the questions of your life. I had to leave you hanging out in the question phase a little longer, but you know, this is life too. You can't control the timing of the answers. That's why in my book, I talk about some secret ingredients that help you smooth it over. So, today we are going to continue to explore the Getting Answers process. The whole series is based on my book, Getting Answers, Using Your Intuition to Discover Your Best Life. I wrote this book because I wanted others to know how easy it is to get answers. As I've said before, you absolutely do not have to be a professional psychic like I am. Anyone can do it. This is the crux of it. When you ask questions, you get answers. Last episode, we discussed the first two steps in the process. If you are just joining us, those steps are step one, align with the highest. You can do this in one of two ways. You start your process by saying an affirmation out loud or in your mind, Something like, I only receive answers that serve my highest good. Or you can align with the highest by defining who you are asking. Obviously, you are going to pick the best benevolent source you know. So whether you call that source, God, goddess, divine, benevolent source, highest good, highest self, you use whatever words sing to you. You direct your inquiry to whatever name of source has the most resonance for you. That's it. That's the first step. Step two, ask a question. It seems really simple, and it is, but I have noticed over the years that people have trouble with this piece. Things that frequently arise are, one, they end up either writing a statement instead of a question, or two, they are hard-pressed to understand what exactly it is they are looking for. If either of those things trouble you, listen to last week's episode and or get a copy of my book. I have a whole chapter called Getting to the Heart of What You Really Want to Know, which will help you troubleshoot formulating your question. In essence, review your wording. Is it actually a question, or is it a directive to the universe? You are shooting for a question here. And if you're not sure what to ask, start with whatever is currently rubbing in your life. What experience would you like to be different? Then formulate a question around that. Okay, let's say you've got your question or questions. What next? Well, there are four steps to the process, two more to go. But we're not going to dive into those until next week. That's because you cannot control the timing of the universe. Sometimes you speed right along to step number three. Sometimes you have to wait. We are going to wait because that's real. It's good practice. I'm not trying to torture you. Believe me, I am not the most patient person in the world. My mother used to say to me all the time when I was growing up, patience is a virtue, Aimé. To which I frequently replied, well, it is one I do not have. If you cannot wait, you can get my book. It's all in there. In my book, I also detail the four secret ingredients that make the whole process go smoother. They are not necessary. They just add a little bit more grace to your process. I'm going to tell you about one of them today. I've already mentioned it. Patience. Here is an excerpt from my book on the chapter on the secret ingredient of patience. Remember when I said it's guaranteed that the answer will show up? Well, it's true. What is unknown is the when. Now, I don't want to get you discouraged here right off the bat. It's been my experience that answers don't take long in coming. Nonetheless, the truth is that neither you nor I have any control over the timing of the universe. In fact, we have barely an inkling, and that is being very generous, as to how it actually works. This being the case, I've included this chapter to introduce you to one of your primary allies, a secret ingredient that will help this process go more smoothly for you. Patience. Applying patience can sometimes be very challenging. And believe me, I know all about this. For the vast majority of my life, patience was something I actually loathed. When I was growing up and my mother used to say, Aimé, patience is a virtue, I didn't care. To me, patience seemed like a hideous monster hiding inside the clothes of something that looked desirable. I wasn't fooled. I associated this so-called virtue with one of two things. For me, it signaled either a form of settling for less, which I was determined not to do, or worse yet, a glaring lack of imagination. I can now see that neither of these views left any room for the work of spirit. It took me a long time to learn that rather than being a loathsome creature, patience is an absolutely necessary companion in life. I'm sure you understand. I bet if you were to take a serious look at your life, anyway, when I look at mine, I see that things don't always move at the speed I prefer. Believe me, as a psychic, the art of waiting is a lesson that I go over and over again and again. Imagine how frustrating it can be when you know certain things are going to happen, but you still have to wait for them to occur. This is just like you and your answer. Even when you know it's coming, you still have to practice the fine art of waiting for it. That is why it is important to understand patience. It took me a long time to get that patience was an ally to me. As I mentioned, I went years of my life thinking of it as a monster in disguise. What I've discovered now is that not only is patience not a beast, it is actually a valuable and trustworthy friend that helps, not hinders, me in getting what I want. In this case, we are talking about getting answers. Patience is the first secret ingredient that helps us get the answers we want. That is, the practical knowledge that will help us move our lives forward or help us understand certain things about our lives. So, here is what I suggest. Understand that patience is not something you are forced to apply as you wait for what you want. Patience is actually your loving companion. It is a very wise and reflective friend who is gloriously on your side. To illustrate, I'll contrast patience with imagination, which is how I originally pitted it in my youthful mind. Pretend they are both sentient beings. This will also help you see patience as a friend. Patience and imagination are very different. For example, unlike imagination, patience doesn't shout out any answer that comes to her. In fact, she rarely says anything at all. She takes her time. She doesn't want you to have just any solutions. She wants you to have the one that is perfect for you. The irony lies in the fact that without patience, imagination could hardly do anything at all. The truth is, they are not avowed enemies. They are indispensable cohorts. Envision the dialogue between imagination and patience. Say you need a birthday cake. I know, let's stop at the gas station and get one of those Hostess cupcakes, imagination shouts out. Or what about those little puffy biscuits we've got in the freezer? We could use one of those and put some whipped cream and a candle on it. How about drawing a cake on a piece of paper? Imagination chirps eagerly. And then setting it on fire for the candles. Imagination's job is to come up with as many solutions as it possibly can. Nothing is off limits. Anything and everything goes. This is her strength. Patient's role, however, is to sort through the options, taking the time to bring together the perfect one. Patience replies, let's start with some eggs. She begins to smile. She's thinking. She's slowly compiling the elements and waiting for just the right answer. Patience makes the cake. Imagination may come up with the ideas, but it's patience who does the work. And let me tell you, the cake that patience creates is out of this world. It makes your mouth water and your taste buds explode in wonder. It's the kind of result that brings about a shut your eyes, sit back in your chair, heaven on earth experience. This is the kind of experience you remember for the rest of your life. Imagination can come up with wild and amazing ideas all on her own, but it's patience who puts them all together, planning and plotting out just the perfect combination. Patience works in silence until the final masterpiece is revealed. Patience never gives anything away until the timing is just right. Okay, so patience, she's your friend. Get it? In my experience, when answers don't arise immediately, it's because the timing isn't right. I could give the example of my husband and I. For years, I asked about my man, my partner. In fact, I haven't actually looked back in my journals to see the specific questions, but I've often wondered if I've asked, "Where is my man?" And that's because for years prior to meeting my husband, whenever I passed what is now our house, but where he lived for 12 years or so before me, I always felt the urge to drive into the driveway. It's actually also just across the street from the place I landed when I first arrived on our island. Whenever I felt this pull to go into this house, what is now our house but was his, I always thought, that is so curious. And sometimes I would check in with myself and be like, should I drive in there? The answer was always no. But I obviously intuitively knew that a friend I hadn't met lived there. Just prior to his arrival in my life, in truth, I had sort of given up on asking that question. I had asked it so many times before. Well, I thought, I need my friend Patience. I know I need her because I don't see my man anywhere. I've already asked the question, so I know that I'll get an answer, but it's clearly not here right now. So instead, I focused on all the things I loved about being single. I dove into gratefulness about my single state. It's a practice, especially in hindsight, I'm so glad I did. I didn't know the timing of his arrival. I started to intuitively feel his arrival was imminent a few months before we started dating, but he wasn't there. My diving into my experience of and really enjoying everything there was to enjoy about being single ended up happening during the last 6 months of my singledom. I was married and having a baby not long afterward. But because I held the hand of my friend Patience, because I soaked up every ounce of goodness of that previous phase of my life, I was ready for the momentous changes that were about to overtake me. Lifelong partnership and child raising, which is nothing like being single. If the universe, if my guides or divine benevolent source would have pointed my husband out to me years prior, I would have been like, no way. I wasn't ready for him. He wasn't ready for me. There was zero sense in even knowing about him, since there was absolutely no action to take. And I also think that any action would have been disastrous. And so, my friend Patience secretly plotted. She waited until the timing was perfect. Then she made it known that she was serving the best cake ever by all that unfurled in our courtship. I've often thought that if I wrote it out, my husband and I's courtship in a romantic comedy, no one would believe that it all actually happened. Anyway, as soon as it was time, the universe made very clear to me that this was him. This is Aimé Cartier, and you are listening to the Own Your Intuition show. And we are discussing getting answers to the burning questions of your life today. Okay, so patience, timing, the latter of which you cannot control. A few other things about the getting answers process. There are no wrong questions. I know I referenced wrong questions in my intro, but truthfully, there are no wrong questions. I'll explain. I did say that you can and will get the answer to any question you want, and that is true. But there is a common misconception, and that is you can get anything you want. You cannot. I'm sorry to break it to you. And that is because there are questions and answers that are better for you than others. For example, I am not a mathematician. In fact, I hated math class growing up. I frequently got in trouble for passing notes to my girlfriends during math class because I could not stand to keep my attention on math. I found it so dull and lifeless. As an adult, I still occasionally use my hands to count my cribbage points, something that is perhaps chuckle-worthy for some. I can do math, of course. I can count my cribbage points without my hands, but it's just not something, math, that I have a gift at, nor something I use on the regular, like my husband, who is a master carpenter and therefore in his building calculates things like 2,000 times a day. I always remember an experience I had once at the bank. I was there to deposit some money. When I was about to leave, the bank teller handed me back a $100 bill. I looked her in the eye and said, "I don't think you meant to give me that." I wasn't actually taking any money out. She had just calculated all the money and added it into my account, and then she handed me back some of it on my way out the door. She took a deep sigh and leaned over to me and said, "Between you and me, I don't think I'm in the right line of work." She wasn't there very long. She struck me as a gardener or something. I don't know what she moved on to, but I feel confident that it wasn't banking. I totally get it. If I had been a bank teller, I would have been making similar mistakes. So, all that is to say, there are answers, there are experiences, there are trajectories that are better for you than others, more suited to you than others, whether you know that or not. When you do the first step, align with the highest, you make space for that. You won't get the answer you are looking for if it's not the one that suits. You will get an answer, though. Instead, as a response to your question, you will get a redirect. Here's my favorite example. Once, many years ago, I lived in this house that I loved. I think I tell this story in my book because it happened just before I wrote my book. My boyfriend and I had broken up. I couldn't afford to stay in the place myself, but I really wanted to stay there. I loved it. So I started to look for a roommate. My question was something like, who is the best roommate for me? Or what is the best way for me to be able to stay in this house? The problem was, me staying in the house was not the best thing for me. So, by way of an answer, Spirit pointed me elsewhere instead. In fact, the universe guided me through the appearance of the only viable roommate for me. When she appeared to chat with me, the one out of all the people who had replied that actually would have been a good fit, she sat down and said, "I'm answering your ad and we had this appointment, but I have to tell you that I just had a friend offer to let me live at her place for a time. The place isn't my ideal, but the rent is next to nothing, and I know it will work for me for a time. I feel that this is the obvious best choice for me," she told me. I was aware when this conversation was happening that it was in direct response to my questioning. It had what I call a signature of Spirit. And that is something I'll talk about next week, or I talk about in my book. Not only did she detail an alternative that ended up mirroring the exact one that I ended up following, friends who had a cheap place that wasn't ideal in my mind, but ended up being perfect for several reasons. She also then, in a very clear way, told me, though at the time she was speaking of herself, that I would need to let go of this place and move out. Directly after her statement that she wouldn't be moving in, and within our discussion of me loving that house, she told me a story about a time in her life when she had to leave a house she loved. And that, although it wasn't what she had wanted, it had, in the end, been just what that moment needed. It had been best. The universe, my guides, were answering me. It was a very detailed directive, actually. They told me loudly and clearly, "No good roommate. Move out. It's best." At the time, I heard it, but I wasn't totally ready. For example, I kept the remaining roommate meetings that I had set up just to be sure. I let the knowledge sink in. It wasn't the answer I wanted, so I wanted to feel completely sure. So, as I said, I let the idea start to settle in slowly into my skin. Then another thing happened that made it crystal clear. You'll have to read the book to discover it. Needless to say, I left that house and moved into another place. This decision to follow Spirit's lead on my search for housing and move out of the house I loved is still one I attribute to the choice that allowed me to write my book, Getting Answers, in the first place. Though at the time, I didn't even know I was going to write a book. I suddenly had a very low rent situation that allowed me to work less and spend time writing. And it was in a beautiful, secluded spot, which are my ideal writing conditions. I didn't have to work around the schedule or energy of a roommate. The transition to the next best thing was graceful and easy. In fact, I moved from that place into the house where I live now with my husband and children. Okay, so if you are asking questions that are not best for you or angling toward results that are not aligned with who you are and or where you are going with your highest interest, because remember, that is where you started with step one. The universe will let you know. the universe will let you know when you are on the wrong track. That's the beauty of step one and this process. So, there aren't any wrong questions. You should and can ask about what you're curious about, what you think will make things better in your life. And if you are asking a question that doesn't suit you or isn't the very best for you, and by that I mean best like your absolute favorite food best, not best like broccoli best or something that is good for you but you don't love, the universe will let you know. It will guide you to the very best response, the one that is frequently better than you can even imagine. You don't even have to believe me. Your experience when you do these steps will show you this. So, ask away. The universe, Great Spirit, whoever you are addressing, will provide the guidance. Okay, so today on the Own Your Intuition show with Aimé Cartier, that is me, we are talking about getting answers to the questions of your life. Another thing I want to say in this episode is that you are in charge of the questions you ask. I advise only asking the ones you really want to know. I had a student once who, when we were talking about this, discussing this during class, asked a question about relocating for herself. She shared with us that after she blurted out this question, after she voiced it, she felt panicked. To me, this is a perfect example of a question she was not ready for yet. You don't have to do that. Even if you sense that something is coming or you know you are aiming toward something, you don't have to ask about it. And I advise you not to until you are ready to know. Whatever is important for you will happen anyway. If you find yourself in this spot, you can perhaps do like she did, which was reframe her question into something like, what steps can I do to prepare for blank? You fill in the blank, whatever is next for you. Here's an example from my life. The laundry scene in my house is a dysfunctional thing. Baskets of clean clothes continue to sit in our hallway for a long time after they are done. They don't fit in the laundry room, so I move them out of the laundry room so that I know that they are clean. I let the dirty laundry pile up in our laundry room instead of doing it because I'd rather have it sit dirty until I'm ready for it than be constantly reminded of all the laundry that needs to be folded. But the truth is, I don't want to know how to best deal with the laundry because I don't want to deal with the laundry. I could ask a question about how to best deal with the laundry scene in our house. I have used this process to ask many mundane questions like that that I felt would add positively to my life or make things work more smoothly, and they did. But when it comes to the laundry, I want not to be the one to take care of that particular issue. And so I don't ask about it. I am perfectly happy to deal with the dysfunction of it for now. If that ever changes, I will know that it is time to ask and do something about it. Until then, if you stop by our house, you are likely to find some wayward, clean laundry in our hallway or bedrooms. I walk around it. I'd rather get other things off my list than expertly manage our household laundry. If you ask a question and it makes you feel weird, back up. You get to choose. You can trust your own timing and inner knowing. This applies to big decisions, like moving a home, or little decisions, like the functioning of your household. The last bit about this process that I want to mention is that your intuition always speaks to you. It will always respond to you in a way that you can understand. I talked about this in episode 7 of the Own Your Intuition show. Frequently, I do this process when I teach, where I pick 3 words and have everyone popcorn around and say what they feel about this word. The variety of impressions and associations is quite large. If you need help interpreting a message that you feel you are getting, or if you are having an experience repeat itself in your life and you feel like it might be the universe answering you, ask yourself, what do I think or associate with this thing or occurrence? You have the key. You've got the power. Getting answers is a magical process. You'll see. The act of aligning with the highest and then asking questions starts to reshape your life into the one you desire, into the experiences that you are looking for. Next show, we're going to talk about the 2 remaining steps in the getting answers process. I look forward to being with you then. In the meantime, reach out to me with your questions. If you're inclined to post them on Instagram, tag me or tag Getting Answers Book, or DM me with them. I'd love to see them. It's such a simple and magical and fun process, and I love to see others getting their questions answered because it works. This is Aimée Cartier, and you have been listening to the Own Your Intuition show. Don't forget to enter the contest to get your very own copy of Getting Answers for free. Did you know that you can also get the beginning of my book for free on my website? You can head over to aimeecartier.com and click on the Books tab, or follow the link in the show notes. I've got other freebies you can find as a perk for listening to the Own Your Intuition show, including my free download called How to Tell the Difference Between the Voice of Your Intuition and Your Fear-Based Ideas. The link is also in the show notes. Thanks for joining me today. See you soon.
I am but a part of this. All I am is all I give. Everything that comes to me comes as sure as I will breathe.